Hello, and thanks for joining in on today's daily devotion. Today is Friday, December 25th, the sixth day of the Hebraic week. Our verse today is Matthew 14, verse 29 and 30. "Come," he said. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. Then, when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me!" In order to get the full picture of what's going on here, we really need the context of the previous verses. In verse 22, we see that Yeshua made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. Then, verse 23 tells us that he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. Verse 24 tells us that the disciples were a long way off in the boat, but they were having a hard time because of the waves. Verse 25 tells us that Yeshua went out towards them walking on the water. Then verse 26 shows that Yeshua actually caught up to them and they were scared when they saw him. They were doing everything he had told them to do. They set out in the boat in full obedience. Did they do anything wrong? Not to our knowledge. However, we see that things weren't going as they had planned. The boat was getting hit pretty hard. They were pretty much going nowhere fast. The fact that Yeshua caught up to them by walking should say something about their speed. The point is this: you can be walking in complete obedience, but that doesn't mean everything is going to always go your way. Sometimes you may have to go against the winds of life. The funny thing about this story is that everybody remembers it because Peter sank in the water. But please remember, Peter is the only other person in the world who walked on water, even if it was just for a few steps. Then notice what happens after Yeshua saves Peter. Verse 32, "And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down." So what do we take away from this? When you feel like everything is going against you, and you feel like you're getting nowhere, or if you feel like you're drowning in life, remember, your lifeguard walks on water. Let him in the boat, and the storm will calm down. Let this be a focus in your time of meditation throughout the day. Until tomorrow, Shalom.